right, let's jump right in. Meme coins. Those digital tokens that, well, kind of make you scratch your head sometimes.
Yeah, they definitely keep things interesting in the crypto world.
They sure do. And for this deep dive, we're taking a look at this article from Medium,
Okay.
all about an app called Aave AI. Have you heard of this one?
Yeah, I've seen it around.
So they're claiming to be like the ultimate tool for riding these meme coin waves, which, I mean, meme coins are known for being pretty volatile.
Right, and that's a bold claim for sure, especially when you consider just how fast things move in the meme coin market.
That's what I was thinking. Like, why a mobile app? What's the big advantage there?
Well, think about it this way. With traditional assets like stocks, you might have a little more leeway, you know? You could wait a few hours to make a trade and probably not miss out on too much. But meme coins, forget about it. Their value can change drastically in minutes, even seconds sometimes. You could be sitting at your computer, see a meme coin taking off, and by the time you log into your exchange, who knows what could have happened.
You could miss the whole boat. So this app is all about speed, being able to react instantly.
Exactly. Off AI and apps like it are designed to give you access to everything, your portfolio, market data, trading functions, all right there on your phone.
Okay. So I could be like waiting for my coffee, scroll through the app, see a coin spiking, and boom, I could buy in right there.
That's the idea. You're always connected, always in the game, no matter where you are.
That makes sense. But I imagine having access to real-time data is crucial here. We're talking like up to the second
Oh,
updates.
absolutely. We're talking second-by-second updates on price movements. And it's not just about reacting to those sudden price surges. Remember, meme coin communities, they're known for coordinating buying and selling on social media.
Ah, right. So you could potentially see those coordinated moves happening in real time.
Exactly. Having that real-time pulse on the market could help you avoid getting caught up in a pump-and-dump scheme.
That's pretty insightful. But I gotta be honest, the idea of trading on my phone kind of makes me nervous. Like, how safe is it really to be moving money around on a mobile app?
I get it. Security is a big concern, and that's why it's a major focus for these apps. Aave AI, for instance, uses two-factor authentication.
Two factors. That means I need like a code from my phone or something to log in.
Right. So even if someone got hold of your phone, they wouldn't be able to access your account without that second layer of verification. Plus, Aave AI uses biometric logins, like your fingerprint or face ID, and all data is encrypted.
Okay, those security features definitely make me feel a little bit better. But with all this emphasis on speed and security, how easy are these apps to actually use? Asking for a friend who may or may not be tech challenged.
Well, your friends in luck. They're designed with user friendliness in mind. The whole point is to make trading simple and accessible. You don't need to be a coding expert or anything, just comfortable using, a typical smartphone app.
That's a relief.
Yeah.
But once I've bought some meme coins, how do I actually keep track of everything? Am I going to be stuck with spreadsheets and calculators?
Not at all. Aave AI has a built-in portfolio management system. You can see all your holdings, track their value, even analyze your past trades, all within the app.
So it's kind of like having a personal financial advisor, but specifically for meme coins.
You could say that. It helps you make sense of all that data and hopefully make better trading decisions. And speaking of making informed decisions, Aave AI has something else up its sleeve that you might find interesting.
Ooh, okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
They've actually got educational resources and market analysis tools built right into the app.
Wow, really? That's actually really smart. They're acknowledging that meme coins are kind of their own beast.
Yeah, you need more than just a basic understanding of crypto to navigate this space. You need to understand the culture, the communities, the trends, all the, well, sometimes bizarre things that can drive those meme coin prices.
Makes sense. All right, so we've talked about the why behind a meme coin mobile app. Now let's get into the specifics of Aave AI itself. What makes it stand out from the crowd?
One thing they really emphasize is cross-platform support. Whether you're on iOS or Android, you can use the app.
Smart move. Don't want to alienate half your potential users.
Right. And they take it a step further by calling themselves an all-in-one solution. They even have their own decentralized exchange, or DEX, built right in.
Well, hold on. DEX. You had to break that down for me. What's a DEX and why is that a big deal?
So a DEX allows you to trade crypto directly with other users. No centralized exchange involved. It's all peer-to-peer.
Interesting. So you're not relying on a big institution to handle things, but how does that actually work?
It uses something called liquidity pools, which are basically pools of crypto that users contribute to. It gets a little technical, but the key takeaway is it gives you more control over your assets and can often lead to lower fees.
Okay, I think I'm following. So Aave AI has a built-in DX for direct trading, and it also has its own wallet for storing your meme coins.
Yep, all right there in the app. They've really tried to make it a one-stop shop for everything you need to jump into meme coin trading.
And they haven't skimped on security, right?
Absolutely not. All those features we talked about, two-factor authentication, biometric login, data encryption, it's all there in Aave AI.
Well, that's reassuring to hear. This is a lot to take in, but it sounds like mobile apps like Aave AI could really change how people approach meme coin trading.
It's definitely shaking things up. Mm. But what I find really fascinating is the potential impact on the financial market as a whole. Like, how much can these apps really change things?
That's a great point. It's almost like we're seeing a democratization of finance.
Right. It's a huge question and one we'll be diving into in our next segment.
All right. Back again. So we were just talking about how meme coin mobile apps could actually impact the bigger financial world. Kind of mind-blowing to think about, right?
Yeah, it really is. We're potentially talking about a massive shift in power dynamics here. What happens when, you know, everyday people have the same access to these markets as the big institutions?
That's a huge question. What would that actually look like in practice?
Well, for one thing, we could see a huge influx of liquidity into the crypto market. Just think, more people trading means more money flowing in and out. That has a ripple effect on, you know, the stability, the growth of the entire crypto ecosystem.
So more accessibility could actually lead to a more stable market. Interesting.
It's definitely a possibility. And think about the innovation, too. More people, more ideas, new trading strategies, new applications for cryptocurrency. Who knows what we'll see?
That's a cool way to look at it. But wouldn't all this disruption kind of freak out the big traditional financial institutions?
You'd think so, right? If crypto trading becomes as common as checking your bank balance on your phone, what happens to the banks, the investment firms?
Do they adapt? Mm-hmm. Do they try to incorporate these new technologies, or do they risk, you know, becoming obsolete?
It's the million-dollar question. And some institutions are already starting to test the waters, dipping their toes in. You see them offering some crypto-related services or, you know, even investing in crypto assets themselves.
Trying to stay ahead of the curve. But can they really keep up with how fast everything's moving in the crypto world?
That's the big unknown. It's a fascinating time to be watching all of this unfold. And it all comes back to, you know, what Aave AI is doing.
Right. They're not just building an app. They're trying to empower people.
Exactly. Giving individuals more control over their financial futures, making a complex market, well, a little less complex.
And by making it, you know, user-friendly, accessible, they're taking away a lot of the intimidation that might have kept people away from crypto before.
Yeah, for sure. But even with a user-friendly app, there's still risk involved, especially with meme coins. How does Aave AI address that?
That's a good point.
Well, they're very upfront about the volatility of this market. And remember those educational resources we talked about? A big part of that is, you know, teaching people about responsible investing, risk management, doing your own research.
So it's not just about, like, getting people excited about meme coins. It's about equipping them to make informed decisions.
That's exactly it. And that's where the social trading aspect comes into play, which we'll be exploring in our next segment.
And we're back. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground with meme coin mobile apps, but this time we're diving into the social side of things.
Yeah, and it's a big part of the whole meme coin phenomenon, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. I mean, you can have the slickest app in the world, all the fancy features, but with meme coins, it's the community that really matters.
You got it.
Yeah.
Meme coins thrive on that shared energy, that community hype.
It's like a social movement almost as much as a financial one.
Exactly.
So apps like Aave AI, they seem to get that. They built these social trading features right into the platform. What's that actually look like? Can you give us an example?
Sure. Imagine you can connect with other users, see what they're trading, maybe even copy their strategies.
Oh, wow.
It's like having a network of mentors right there in your pocket.
That's a cool way to think about it. But, and maybe this is a dumb question, but isn't it kind of risky to just copy someone else's trades?
It's a fair question. And yeah, there's always risk involved. But remember, no trading strategy is perfect.
Right.
Social trading is more about observation and learning than blind imitation.
So it's less about, like, following someone blindly and more about understanding how they think.
That's it. It's like peeking into the minds of experienced traders. You see their thought process, how they analyze those trends, how they manage risk, all that.
That could be super valuable, especially for someone who's, you know, still figuring things out.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm guessing the social features go beyond just watching trades, right?
Of course. Aave AI has forums and chat groups where users can talk about, well, anything meme coin related. Trends, news, you name it. They can share their experiences, connect with each other.
So it creates a real sense of community. Which makes sense, because I think that's part of what draws people to meme coins anyway.
For sure. That sense of belonging, you know? The excitement of being part of something new, potentially huge. And apps like Aave AI are creating a space for those communities to grow.
It's interesting because it also seems like those communities could act as a kind of safety net.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like with all the hype around meme coins, all the misinformation out there, it can be hard to know who to trust.
That's true.
But in a community, you've got that collective wisdom, right?
Yeah. Experienced traders can share what they've learned. They can warn people about scams, help newcomers avoid making those rookie mistakes.
Like a built-in support system.
Exactly.
Wow. This has been a really interesting deep dive. We've covered a lot, from the speed and security of mobile trading to, you know, the broader impact on the financial system.
We have.
But for me, what stands out is that social aspect. The fact that an app can help create a sense of community, a place for shared learning.
It's pretty amazing. And it speaks to this larger trend we're seeing, you know, toward decentralization, democratization of finance. More and more people are taking control of their own financial futures.
It's exciting. And who knows, maybe someone listening to this right now will be inspired to build the next big app or, you know, discover the next meme coin that takes off.
Like, or no.
That's what I love about this space. It's constantly changing, full of surprises. So to everyone listening, stay curious, keep asking questions, and remember, knowledge is power, especially in the wild world of meme coins.